Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, diaspora members urged to invest in local business prospects, JAMPRO to develop national investment portal, and Jamaica House petition portal launched. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference got underway last week with Prime Minister Andrew Holness encouraging the Jamaican diaspora to increase its involvement in Jamaica's growth sectors. Addressing the opening ceremony on Sunday, Mr. Holness outlined that the logistics, business process outsourcing, nutraceutical and agriculture sectors have been tapped for growth and present various opportunities for interested investors.
This administration pledges to continue facilitating your involvement in every facet of the country's socio-economic development. We are pleased to see that the engagement process has evolved over the 13 years of philanthropy to one where the diaspora is now fully on board.
The Prime Minister maintained that the government is serious about strengthening the relationship between the diaspora and Jamaica and will be pursuing various initiatives to achieve this objective. The three-day conference was held at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, from July 24 to 26, under the theme Partnering for Growth. Meanwhile, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is developing a national investment portal as part of its three-year business strategy. Addressing the Forum on Economic Growth during the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, said the portal will serve as a comprehensive base of information that facilitates investments in Jamaica. The portal's main functions will include information sharing, facilitating online application submissions, and enabling back-office interface among government approval entities.
It is anticipated that this project will complement the national investment policy and will help to better streamline business approvals and increase government's transparency and accountability.
He adds that JAMPRO has started the development of an investor guide, which will form the basis of information to be shared on the portal, as well as outline the steps involved in doing business in Jamaica. Mr. Vaz further noted that the government's international migration and development policy is to be finalized this year. Work, he says, is far advanced on the policy, which is geared at creating a framework through which the government can partner with individuals and organizations in the diaspora to meet development objectives.
Among other things, the policy seeks to ensure that international migration is adequately measured and monitored and influenced to serve the development need of Jamaica as outlined in the Vision 2030 Development Plan.
The policy is an initiative of the National Working Group on International Migration and Development, with the participation of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. And the Office of the Prime Minister has officially launched the Jamaica House Petition Portal. The portal gives citizens the opportunity to petition the government on matters of national importance. Director of Communications Robert Morgan says the establishment of the portal is in keeping with the government's mandate of transparency and accountability. Guidelines for the petition stipulate that if 15,000 signatures are gathered within 30 days, the petition will be reviewed, and if it complies with agreed standards, the Office of the Prime Minister will issue an official response. The OPM will also consider petitions submitted by local groups and members of the public as part of its national consultation approach. The portal can be accessed via the website opm.gov.jm/participate/Jamaica-house-petition. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-9748-9.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.